My family's South African, so I grew up in Zimbabwe and South Africa, and then we moved to Sydney, Australia, and then to Portland, Oregon.
Wow.
I live in Brooklyn now.
A childhood of traveling kept Diane Birch from planting roots in a particular place, but she's definitely found her home in a sound and an era. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, Rita Houston here. While Duffy, Amy, and Adele handle the UK retro soul, Diane Birch is treading a different revivalist path, drawing from the sounds of 70s singer-songwriters like Carole King and Laura Nyro. Diane's debut album, Bible Belt, proves she not only has the voice to pull it off, she's got the writing chops and an ear for arrangements, too. And some impressive folks believe in her talent as well, with Lenny Kaye and Betty Wright appearing on the record. Birch's own musical foundation is built on classical training, a religious upbringing, those worldwide travels, and figuring out how it all adds up. And FUV's Darren DeVivo explored how one element made its way into the album's title.
The title of the album, with the word Bible in there, of course, does bring up the images of religion, and religion played a very, very big part in your upbringing.
Yes.
Because your dad was a pastor.
Yeah.
I mean, these experiences, could they very well come through in your songs?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, there's a lot of my own frustrations with, you know, feeling misunderstood as a kid and, you know, feeling like I was maybe forced into a mold that I didn't quite, you know, agree with. And, you know, there's obviously a lot of references to, you know, religious things. And so, you know, I felt kind of, you know, I felt really restricted as a kid, you know, by the religion. But in the same way, I've sort of incorporated a lot of those things into my music. You know, chord structures and church hymns were obviously a huge influence for me. And, you know, growing up with choirs, you know, people singing around me, my mom always harmonizing next to me in church, all this stuff has really influenced my music a lot. And I think traveling around too, you know, made me reflect a lot, you know, kind of go inside myself and use my imagination a lot. And as a result, I would create imaginary friends, and one being Valentino, which this next song is about.
When I crossed the lakes and mountains, ended up in Hollywood, playing piano in that pink hotel, just like you said I would.
I never set out to be a singer-songwriter or like sing and write songs. It just sort of was one of those things that evolved over time. And, you know, the more steps I took, you know, I took a singing class, you know, randomly. And then, you know, I wrote a song for the class and I performed it in the class. And then everybody was like, oh, that's great. And, you know, so little things like that, I was like, wow, people are responding to this. And then I played piano in hotels and restaurants, and people would always react to my piano playing. And then sometimes I'd sing, you know, and so I just, it was like little bit by little bit that I started to realize, you know, I could do this, and people were into it and they felt something when they heard it. So it's just a matter of taking yourself seriously and believing in yourself.
I wake up every morning and I pull back the curtain and wonder if it's gonna rain or getting tired of thinking, getting so tired of begging, getting tired of forgetting that there's two of us. I'm getting so tired, man. I just don't give a damn. Just tell me, babe, I'm holding on when your life is long gone. I got a good mind, so why don't you tell me why I can't say.
Live at FUV, that's Diane Birch singing Nothing But a Miracle. Sarah Wardrop produced today's Take 5, and to hear the complete interview and performance, head online to WFUV.org.